Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, two people were arrested in charge after over €26,000 worth of drugs was seized in Letterkenny and Remelton yesterday. The number of blackmail and extortion offences in Donegal has increased dramatically. Police in Derry are investigating criminal damage at a number of locations in the Waterside and Fountain area of the city as sectarian hate crimes. The UN Security Council passes a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza for the rest of Ramadan, and the IFA makes representations to a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council. We'll hear from their Ulster Regional Chairperson. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin with two people being arrested and charged after over €26,000 worth of drugs was seized in Letterkenny and Remelton yesterday. A person was detained by the Donegal Divisional's Drugs Unit and searched. Then a quantity of cannabis was subsequently found. Follow-up searches in Remelton led to the seizure of a substantial amount of cannabis, as well as some MDMA, ketamine and cocaine. The number of blackmail and extortion offences in Donegal has increased drastically. According to figures released today by the Central Statistics Office, there was a drop in the number of sexual offences and criminal damage incidents in the county in 2023. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
CSO figures have revealed there were 41 incidents of blackmail and extortion offences in Donegal in 2023, representing a jump of 241% when compared to 2022. Similarly, fraud, deception and related offences increased 18%. On the other hand, the number of recorded sexual offences dropped almost 5%, with 155 in the county last year. 822 attempts or threats to murder, assault, harassments and related offences were recorded in 2023, down 9% on the previous year. In terms of drink driving, there were 256 incidents last year, down 17% on 2022 figures, while drunk driving incidents are up slightly to 111. Last year in Donegal, there were 2 murders, along with 8 kidnappings, 5 human trafficking incidents, 51 robberies, 275 burglaries, 814 thefts, 335 controlled drugs offences, 53 incidents of possession of drugs for sale and supply, 42 offences of arson, 2 prostitution offences, and 566 criminal damage incidents, which is down over 1.5%.
Police in Derry are investigating criminal damage at a number of locations in the Waterside and Cityside on Friday night. Graffiti was daubed on walls and murals at locations in Irish Street and the Fountain Estate. A number of murals were damaged, as well as a wall of a community centre and the wall of another building. A local community group in the Fountain says a flare was thrown at a car from the city walls. The PSNI have confirmed this afternoon they're investigating the incidents as sectarian hate crimes. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza for the rest of Ramadan. It also demands the release of all hostages taken during the Hamas attacks in Israel on October 7th. Russia, China and the UK and all of the other 14 council members voted in favour, except for the US, which abstained. Its ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, explained why.
Certain key edits were ignored, including our request to add a condemnation of Hamas. And we did not agree with everything in the resolution. However, we fully support some of the critical objectives.
Meanwhile, Israel's blocking of aid to northern Gaza is being described as morally repugnant. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says its food convoys are no longer being allowed into the north of the territory. It comes less than a week after the UN warned the people of Gaza are on the brink of famine. Quiva Dabara from Throkra says the targeting of civilians must end.
By blocking the entire region of northern Gaza, that means all of the people living in northern Gaza will experience famine. They have no access to food. That is illegal. There is no justification for that. There is no way that you can say this is a proportionate response to Israel's war aims with respect to Hamas.
The IFA today made representations to a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council. Frank Brady, the association's Ulster Regional Chair, said farmers are not respected and called for the farming community not to be treated as second-class citizens. In the council chamber, he highlighted the importance of food production in Ireland as well as the quality of the food produced here, telling councillors that if any other industry came into the chamber employing the numbers that agriculture does, people would be bending over backwards to support them. Speaking afterwards, he told Donna Marie Doherty he believes he was listened to.
I was very happy with the response we got. People in there realised that with 15,600 people directly employed by farming in this country, in this county, that they do need rural Ireland and they do need the farmers in this country, because if you took away 20% of your workforce to farming, what would you have left? If any of the big companies came in here and said they were going to give you 15,000 jobs, we'd go mad to facilitate them. So let's facilitate people who produce the best quality food, or some of the best quality food in the world.
And there is concern that cheaper beef will come in and it will take away from what Irish farmers are producing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody reflects on the cheaper beef coming in if it has the same standards of what we produce it. If it produced on the same standards that we do, people are happy. If they don't, well, then there's an issue. Because don't have double standards. Don't talk two sides of your mouth. Have the same standards for us producing the beef on the hills of Donegal as the farmers in Argentina or Brazil.
The incoming Taoiseach will meet with Fine Gael senior ministers this week as he looks to establish policy priorities. Higher Education Minister Simon Harris hasn't ruled out a reshuffle of the Fine Gael side of Cabinet following his election as leader yesterday. He's expected to become Taoiseach on April 9th. There'll be one vacancy, which is likely to prompt a promotion for Junior Minister Peter Burke. One of the commitments Simon Harris made was to address law and order, and John Lee from the Irish Daily Mail believes that doesn't bode well for Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister.
I don't envisage her being dropped from Cabinet. It's a department that takes a great personal toll on people, and longevity there is not common. She will probably be moved, and then a loyalist go into the Department of Justice, either Heather Humphreys, who was in there another time, or maybe Peter Burke pushed into that position. There will be some kind of reshuffle, but don't expect big sackings.
Police remain at the scene of a crash in Armagh in which four young people died. They were all in their 20s. James Gould is at the scene.
Police still haven't named the four people involved. The driver and three passengers were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash in the early hours of Sunday morning. I spoke to DUP MLA William Irwin, who lost his own son a number of years ago. He's offered to meet the victims' families.
There's very little you can say, only you know what they're going through, because our family has experienced this, so we know something of the pain and the hurt and the trauma of going through the death of a young person. Nothing prepares you for the death of a young person.
The Ballynahoma Road remains closed and is expected to be for the rest of the day.
Donegal County Council has been told public consultations should not be a tick-the-box exercise. Speaking during a debate on proposed active travel works on the Kilmacrenan Road from the hospital roundabout to Knocknamona in Letterkenny, local councillor Kieran Brogan and other members from the area said it's a very important issue that has potentially very serious implications. They believe a special meeting of Letterkenny Municipal District is needed to discuss it. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Several objections were made by members from Letterkenny Municipal District, saying the decision shouldn't be rushed and that there were particular concerns surrounding ambulance access to the hospital. Councillor Liam Blaney questioned the level of public consultation with the emergency services, saying the fire services were unaware of the plans and the ambulance service had just been made aware last week. It was his view that public consultation processes be re-examined with those directly affected to be contacted. Responding, the Director of Roads and Transportation, Mr. Brian Cannon, said the emergency services were written to directly regarding the matter, and an online meeting took place in recent days with ambulance personnel in attendance. He acknowledged that this may not be the individuals that Councillor Blaney had been in contact with. Mr. Cannon also highlighted that elected members are against a deadline to make a decision, and if that is missed, funding will no longer be made available from Transport Infrastructure Ireland to see the works proceed. Councillor Jerry McMonagle then proposed that a special meeting be held of the Letterkenny MD to discuss the matter further.
A car stolen in Strabane has been found in Donegal, stripped of its parts. It's after what police have described as a well-planned and organised theft. The white Audi Q7 was stolen after a property in Bracken Gate was entered and the keys taken in the early hours of yesterday. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
The white Audi Q7 was stolen after a property in Bracken Gate was entered and the keys of the vehicle taken yesterday between 12:30 a.m. and 1 a.m. Working with Gardaí, the Audi was later found on a remote forest road near Lockhill Bog in the vicinity of Ballybuffet. The vehicle had been stripped of its engine, wheels, doors, bonnet and boot. Police say this was a well-planned and organised theft. They're appealing to anyone who witnessed any suspicious activity in Bracken Gate or who saw the Audi Q7 or who may have dashcam footage of the Strabane Liffert area at around 1am yesterday to get in touch. Vehicle and homeowners are also being reminded to do all they can to secure their homes and property.
And you can see pictures of what was left of that car on our website, highlandradio.com. Police have issued a warning after a helicopter pilot reported a near miss with a drone in the vicinity of Foyle Bridge in Derry yesterday. The drone was operating at an altitude of 1,000 feet, which police say is both illegal and extremely dangerous for the aircraft and any occupants. Drone users are reminded a drone should never fly more than 400 feet from the ground and never in a fly-restricted zone. Anyone with information on this incident is being asked to contact them. The HSE has confirmed some physiotherapy services may return to St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorer. There were fears earlier this year that the HSE was attempting to reduce service at the community hospital when physiotherapy services were withdrawn and relocated to Lifford and Donegal Town. It was part of what they said was a temporary measure in light of recommendations in a HICWA report urging the carrying out of fire improvement works. Father Lorcan Sharkey, the Vice Chair of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Committee, told today's 9 till noon show assurances were given at a meeting over the weekend that a number of services will return to a premises close to the facility.
Because of the nature of physiotherapy, they need a lot of space because of the equipment that they have, so they need quite a large room for that. And it's quite possible that physiotherapy may return to a part of the hospital. It's been looked at the moment as a suitable, but not all the services will return to the campus of St Joseph's, but they will be relocated quite close by so that people will have less and less travelling to do.
Was there any reference to other services that have been lost?
Oh, indeed they did, because we clarified that with them. Those services will also be returning, not just physio, but to the other services as well, such as podiatry and chiropody and so on like that. These things will be coming back, at dental as well. They're looking at the moment at different premises in the area. Finn Valley area is a big area, I suppose, but we're hoping that they will be as close to Ballybuffet, Stranorer area as possible.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good afternoon, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international football. John O'Shea has hinted at handing out more debut caps in tomorrow night's friendly with Switzerland. Jake O'Brien, Finn Azaz and Joe Hodge are the players in the interim Republic of Ireland manager's squad yet to make their international bows. O'Shea is giving no guarantees, but rather the chance for everyone to impress.
Like all the lads today that are training, they'll have a very good opportunity, hopefully, to be making their debuts, but we'll be assessing that after training today, making sure all the bodies that I mentioned, that three or four lads, a couple of little tightness areas that they come through the training, and we'll see what happens with the selection tomorrow then.
Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill admits he's open to Stephen Davis joining his coaching staff full-time. The record appearance maker has been with the group over the international break, having announced his retirement from football in January. O'Neill says Davis has been a real help around the training ground.
What he gives you is a clear, concise opinion as a recently retired player, obviously, so which is invaluable. You know, international, you can't afford to waste a session. So, and he's been great with the boys. You know, it's been terrific having him in.
Longford Town continue their quest for a first SSE or Trusty First Division season tonight. They go to Bray Wanderers in a rearranged fixture. The kickoff at the Carlisle Grounds is at 7:45. In Gaelic games, Derry and Donegal will be preparing for their respective league finals over the next few days, with both counties in action this coming Sunday afternoon at Croke Park. Derry play Dublin in the Division 1 decider at 4 o'clock. Before that, at 1:45, Donegal clash with Armagh in the Division 2 final. Boss Jim McGuinness has further injury concerns, with Kilcare duo Patrick McBrearty and Ryan McHugh going off in Saturday's win over Meath. The Donegal manager says it's a juggling act with players at the moment.
I actually haven't experienced this as a manager, really. You know, the number of people coming into the season that have been injured, the number of people that got injured in pre-season, now the number of injuries we've had in the National League. So, you know, there's a number of players, you know, that have been really important players for Donegal over the last number of years. We need to get all them back on the pitch in order to find our own rhythm. We're asking fellas to do things, and then it's a different fullback line today, it's a different midfield the next day, and that's what's going on all the time. So really, all you're doing is just juggling. We want to try and create a team that plays a certain way consistently, and you know, it was raised earlier, we haven't had that consistency yet.
That's Jim McGuinness, the Donegal manager, and there'll be more talk Gaelic Games Matters tonight on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney will be in the company of Derry All-Star Paddy Bradley, former Donegal hurler Niall Cleary, and ex-Donegal star Maureen O'Donnell. That starts after the 7 o'clock news. In rugby, there's more upheaval at Ulster, where it's reported that Johnny Petrie has left his role as CEO. Petrie was appointed in 2019 after 4 years as managing director at Edinburgh. His first season with Ulster coincided with COVID-19 pandemic and also the last time the province reached a league final. Meanwhile, Ulster will look set to be without Billy Burns and Sean Rafel for Saturday's URC fixture with the DHL Stormers. Burns suffered a shoulder injury in Saturday's defeat to the Sharks, while Rafel damaged his ankle in the same game. Just finally, on the athletics front, Letterkenny ACs, Kieran McGonigal has set a new Irish record for 100 kilometres. Competing in Perth, Scotland at the weekend, Kieran set a new mark of 6 hours, 50 minutes and 28 seconds, shedding 7 minutes and 4 seconds off the previous Irish record, which he set last year and which led to him being named the Ultra Runner of the Year. And that's your sport for today, Donal. Don't forget DL debates after 7.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. School principals say specialist admin help is vital with the free school book scheme. The Department of Education says it's offering guidance and has made a grant available to hire help. However, as the scheme is due to cover junior cycle students from September, principals are asking for additional support. The director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, Paul Crone, says writing tender documents is complicated.
As you learn the whole e-tenders process, it is very, very complex. There is no margin for error in finance. As you're learning a process, the time it takes and the possibility that you will make mistakes around that. It's more than guidance, it's specialist on-the-ground expertise that's needed.
Donegal County Council is being urged to develop a specific town plan for Convoy. Councillor Patrick McGowan believes the growth of population in the town warrants a review of its infrastructure. He says Convoy is effectively a satellite town for Letterkenny, and that must be at the root of its expansion. Councillor McGowan says a review is now vital.
I'm sure everybody's well of the times years ago during the Celtic Tiger, like a lot of development was going on, and when land started to get very expensive, say about Letterkenny, Balfour, and these the bigger towns, they started been spilling over then out onto villages. Land was a lot cheaper, and you've seen an awful lot of housing developments going on with them in Convoy. And like, fair to say, at the moment they're all occupied, particularly the housing shortage, but there seems to be another run now at houses, particularly social houses, and not particularly a mix of houses either. There's a need for a lot more for affordable and cost-effective houses, you know, from the private sector. The problem from a lot of people in Convoy is a lot of the services are not keeping it up with. And because of the amount of development that's even proposed there at the moment, there's an urgent need to have a town plan, to have some kind of a strategy about where the houses should go and what kind of services is there. And this is about creches, schools, about everything else. And while there's only a few towns now in the county actually get a town plan, there are other ways of achieving plans and strategies going forward, like in this, like town teams and doing community strategies and so on and so forth. So something's coming up all the time that, you know, if you're going to start developing a town, it's going to start going to be a large town. Convoy is starting to expand all the time. Then somebody has to be plan-led rather than developer-led, and that is a big concern of mine.
Councillor Patrick McGowan there. The leader of the SDLP says the redevelopment of Casement Park must be delivered. Colm Eastwood says the stadium would be transformational, not just in a sporting sense, but also because it would attract new business, jobs and investment. The venue has been earmarked as a venue for Euro 2028, as has the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Gardaí and Donegal are reminding dog owners of their responsibilities as lambing season continues. They say this time of year brings issues with sheep kills, with dogs attacking livestock. Dog owners are being urged to keep their dogs secured under effectual control and ensure it's microchipped. Members of the public are advised, if they witness a sheep on its back, to alert the owner as it may be in difficulty. Heavily pregnant sheep are particularly at risk of getting stuck on their backs. And the future of people living in defective block social properties remains uncertain. Councillor Liam Blaney says some minor repair works were carried out on a number of homes years ago, but since then there's been a lack of communication between the council and inhabitants. He's urging the council to step in while they await a scheme to remediate social homes.
There has been some houses where the houses have been patched temporarily, that's on Carrick Mobile, a while until the new scheme was announced. But unfortunately, that new scheme hasn't been announced yet, and some of the houses that have been patched up is deteriorating at a very rapid rate, and even as far as whether water come back into them again. I've called the council to try and see if they can accommodate these people that are living in these conditions, that they either go out right away and try and remediate the house temporarily again, or to move them into their properties. But look, we're waiting far too long on a social housing scheme to be announced, and long, long overdue, and I do hope it is announced very shortly.
Well, the forecast, it'll stay cloudy this evening and tonight with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some mist and fog as well, with lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 6 degrees Celsius. Winds becoming light to moderate northerly overnight. Similar weather tomorrow, rain and drizzle becoming more persistent in the evening in top temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees Celsius. Looking at the headlines, two people have been arrested and charged after over €26,000 worth of drugs was seized in Letterkenny and Remelton yesterday. The number of blackmail and extortion offences in Donegal has increased drastically. Figures released by the Central Statistics Office also show a drop in the number of sexual offences and criminal damage incidents in the county. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza for the rest of Ramadan. It also demands the release of all hostages taken during Hamas attacks in Israel on October 7th. The US abstained in the vote. 14 other council members voted in favour. And the IFA has made representations to a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council. The Ulster Regional Chair told members that farmers feel they're not respected and they want the wider community to stop treating them as second-class citizens. Back with news headlines at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 25th of March. The death has taken place at her home of Bernadette Doran, 1 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Fiona and son-in-law Kevin's home at Gortree, Newton Cunningham. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 8:30. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Anne-Marie Deveny, Maness, St. Johnson. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Tiboyne Parish Church, Carrigans, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Down Syndrome Association Donegal Branch, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Kathleen McGuinness, née Doherty, 3 Muldurg Cottages, Clody. House strictly private, please. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in St Patrick's Church, Clody, tomorrow morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Jerry Sweeney, Glasgow and Rye. Remains reposing at his sister-in-law Lorraine Duggan's home in Clonbarra, Falkara, this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon, with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Finan's Church, Falkara, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of William Stanley McComb, 1 Gortmellon Road, Cullion. Funeral leaving his late home tomorrow morning at 11:45 for a service of thanksgiving for his life in Donnymanna Presbyterian Church at 12:30, with burial afterwards in Upper Cumber Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Derry Masonic Fund or Orange Widows Fund, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Eddie Doherty, Golladuff, Moville. Eddie's remains are reposing at his home. Eddie's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial afterwards in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Cathal McFadden, The Square, Milford. His remains are reposing at his brother Aeneas and Margaret McFadden's residence at Upper Mount Marion, Milford. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Peter's Church, Milford, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. The death has occurred of James O'Donnell, Dan, Belcritch, Kincashla. His remains will leave Midland's funeral home this evening at 5:30, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for 6 o'clock, where he'll repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Kay O'Kane, Nae McDermott, 2 Craigmore Drive, Clody, County Derry, formerly of Dunamana, reposing at her home. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am. Funeral tomorrow afternoon, leaving her late home at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Clody. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, in lieu to the Foyle Hospice or Marie Curie, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Vincent Sherry, Spinogue, Burt. Vincent's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John Ward, Maharahan Rafo, formerly of Errisbeg, Roundstone, County Galway, and London. John is reposing at Kelly's funeral home until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Union's Church, Rafo, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Afterwards, the funeral cortege will travel to Our Lady Star of the Sea Church, Roundstone, County Galway, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass there on Wednesday morning at 10, with burial afterwards in Gurcheen Cemetery, Roundstone, County Galway. Tomorrow's Requiem Mass can be viewed online via the Rafo Parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Donna Dorian, Manellan, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish YouTube channel. The house is private, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.